Right from the beginning of Islam, men and women were considered as equal human beings. So in their humanity, they are equal. What is the essential part in humanity? If you ask me, what are the essential elements of humanity? Of course, you have been in this course, self-knowledge, before, so you know that. But just to repeat, a very important part of humanity is freedom, to have choice, and responsibility, and understanding. All these things, understanding, responsibility, choice, are the things that we share. Men and women, we share. And because of that, men and women can achieve perfection. There are many cases in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about certain women as role models, not only for women, as role models for all believers. You all are familiar with these verses in the end of Surah Tahrim, number 11 and number 12. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Zaraballahu mathalan lilladhina amanu imra'ata fir'aun." When Allah gives an example for believers, not for believing women, lilladhina amanu, which means for all believers, mentions the wife of Fir'aun as a role model, as a good example. And in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَةَ إِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْسَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا. The Lady Mary is the second role model for all believers, not only for women, for all believers. And there are many ayah. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in Surah Al Imran, number 43, 44, 45, about conversation between Maryam and angels. So a woman can reach to that state that she can have conversation with angels. وَإِذْ غَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَتَحَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. When the angels told Maryam, so there was a conversation. They told Maryam, "O Maryam, verily God has chosen you and purified you and chosen you over the women of the world." So Maryam was in such a high position that she was addressed by angels and she heard the communication of angels. And you know all the things about Maryam, how food was coming down to Maryam, and you know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her mother of Jesus. It's not only Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about wife of Ibrahim in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the angels went to Ibrahim and gave him the good tiding that he would be given a son, a child. And you know, Ibrahim was very old and his wife was not fertile. So when they gave this good tiding to Ibrahim, Quran says, وَامْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةً فَضَحِكَتْ فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقِ وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقِ يَعْقُوبِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, angels saw that this lady has been very much, you know, astonished and surprised. The angels told her, "Galu ata'jabina min amrillah." Are you astonished? Do you think it is strange? No, this is not strange. Whenever Allah wants to give, He can give. So it means that angels were communicating to wife of Ibrahim, and Ibrahim's wife was able to reply back. Thank you. This is not something that is exclusive to men or exclusive to prophets. So women also can achieve this. And in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 53, page 180, there is a hadith from Imam Zaman, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, in which Imam says, فَبْنَةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ لِي أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Imam Zaman says, there is a role model, there is a good example for me in the daughter of the Prophet. So even Imam Zaman looks at Lady Fatima as her role model. And interestingly, you know, if you go to the city of Qom, you see that this is the largest Shiite seminary and maybe the largest Islamic learning center in the whole world, in which more than 40,000 people study. For generation and generations, you see all city and shrine is built around the shrine of a lady. And all these clerics and scholars and ayatollahs all have this privilege to go there and be inspired by a lady. And they take this as their honor. Ayatollah Uzma Mar'ashi Najafi Rahmatullah Alayh, he lived in Qom for several decades. And he was always the first person to enter the haram, the shrine. Sometimes even in winter, he was, because they closed the doors, he was waiting outside in a snow so that they opened the gates of haram and he goes in. This great alim was not saying that, why I should go to visit a lady. No, this is not our mentality. Closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and piety doesn't distinguish between men and women. Whoever achieves this becomes a role model. And this is open to everyone. So, according to Islam, men and women are equally human beings, are complete human beings, and they both can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and can achieve perfection. The second point, according to Islam, men and women are created for their own sakes. It's not that women are created for the sake of men, or men are created for the sake of women. No, men and women are created for their own sakes. But at the same time, men and women are created in the way that they supplement each other. They help each other. They complete each other. Although we are a complete human being, every man or every woman is a complete human being, but we are not perfect human beings. So we don't lack humanity. But it's only when men and women are united that they can complement each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about marriage. Says, مِنْ آيَاتِيَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. This is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has created us in pairs so that we can find our tranquility, our peace in our spouses. And it was interesting to me that once I was reviewing Quran for this issue of marriage, and it came to my notice that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about heaven, he mentions as one of the blessings of heaven that even in heaven you will have your spouses. You are in pairs. One of the blessings of Allah in heaven is that there would be azwajun mutahhara. So this is not only a material need for this dunya. Even in heaven, Men and women need each other, and they would enjoy the companionship of each other. So this is the beauty of creation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in the way that we can supplement each other. So, although men and women are created for their own sakes, but they are created in the way that they can help each other and complement each other.